Good morning, everyone. And morning to those who are watching at home. There's no other way to say this, but today will be an kind of unorthodox service. And maybe not surprised by that. But let me explain my week to you, and I will tell you why it's unorthodox. So Wednesday morning, I left at the crack of dawn, and I was flying to Tennessee. I got to Hartsfield Airport, and I was walking to my gate. Everything seemed to be okay, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a police officer with a drug-sniffing dog to the left side of me. Hanging out, relaxing, no problem. Then he spots me, and I'm wearing a sweatsuit and sneakers. All my nice clothes are in my bag. And for some reason, as I'm walking past, out of all the opportunities to move, he decides to move, and his dog comes this close to my bag. Out of all the people in the airport, he had to pass by my bag. So I fly into Memphis. I fly into Nashville. And I drive 3 hours to Memphis. And right as I'm passing the downtown area, the city explodes. There are SWAT tanks. There's loud noise. There's protests. There's smoke in the air. All because of Tyre Nichols. If you have not been following the news, Tyre Nichols is a black man who was 29 years old, who was pulled over and beaten half to death by 5 police officers in Memphis who succumbed to his injuries 3 days later. So as I left Memphis to Nashville, coming home, flying home from Nashville Airport, I go through security, I empty all of the stuff out of my pocket. I'm a pro now at traveling. So I take everything out of my pocket, and I go through the scanner. Beep, 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 beep. I have nothing in my pockets, but the scanner goes off. And then they say, well, you don't have anything in your pockets, but you could be hiding something. So allow us to check you, including your waistband, your groin area, and everywhere in between. So in the middle of security check, point at Nashville International Airport, I am being searched. But the search doesn't stop there. Hold out your hands. Well, why would my hands have anything? They swipe my hands to see if I have drug paraphernalia on my hands. And at this time, I'm wearing a sweater and slacks. I'm not even wearing a sweatsuit, just because I didn't want to be stopped this time. And then if that wasn't worse, they took my bag, opened my bag, unfolded everything, looked in all the crevices of my bag, swiped everything, and then told me, oh, you're free, just go, without putting my stuff back. That's life for a black man in America, some black men. And though we have 2 more weeks together, and I know you're looking for a wonderful sermon from me, and boy, would I love to give you one. But if I leave this place without you all understanding what life is like for some people in this country, then I have not done my job here. So, I want to read the 7 last sayings of Tyre Nichols as he was being accosted. I didn't do anything. All right, okay, all right, all right. Okay, dude, damn. You guys are surely doing a lot right now. Stop. I'm just trying to go home. Mom. 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 And those are the last public words he gives. Now, I am not necessarily a political preacher. And again, as you know, I don't do politics. I don't do stuff. But what I do is good and evil. And as the people of God, we need to know what's good out here and what's evil. And we need to have the strength and the courage to stand against what is evil. So maybe none of you have interactions with a lot of people. Maybe some of you do. But if you ever remember anything about me, I want you to look at people who look like me. If you were in school, the bad kid in school, that was me. The high school dropout, that was me. Like the kid who was joyriding without a driver's license, that was me. That was me. See me in these people and see the beauty and the potential of what God can do to anybody and everybody. So let's pray. Let's have service. But instead of my sermon, we are going to play a video. And this video is entitled The Seven Last Sayings of the Unarmed. And what it is a 14-minute musical movement dictating the last seven words of some of the martyrs in recent memory. Jesus Christ was a martyr. He was attacked and brutalized by a government who did not love him. So when you see the people who are brutalized and oppressed, they stand with Jesus. So it's not that the church shouldn't talk about this stuff. The church should, because Jesus is always on the side of the oppressed. Let us pray. God of all creation, the maker of heaven and earth, the orchestrator of humanity and all living things, the God who breathed life into Adam and every descendant since, we mourn with you today over the realization that we live in a world where people senselessly take the breath you have given them away. We mourn that we live in a world where people would harm your children so maliciously, so callously, so violently. So Father, with hearts full of sadness and fear and bewilderment, we ask that you be exactly who you have promised to be to us. Be our strength, be our protector, be our peace, and be our comfort. In your holy omnipotence, Lord, we ask that your love extend beyond the sanctuary and directly into the hearts of all of your people today. Remind us that love literally saved the world when you wore the cross for us. And inspire us now to carry our cross and be love agents in every single place you allow us to go. In school, at work, with our friends, in our church, with our families and beyond. Meet our needs, heal our hearts, restore our joys, and convict our thoughts, Lord. Transform us and make us into being people more like you, Jesus. And use us. Use us, your people, your children, to bring heaven a little bit closer to earth to those who need. For the family of Tyree Nichols, hear our prayer. For the loved ones who perished at Monterey Park, hear our prayer. For those who mourn what happened at Half Moon Bay, hear our prayer. For the shooting in Oakland, hear our prayer. In Beverly Crest, hear our prayer. And everywhere in between, where sadness and violence and pain and heartache and oppression rests, hear our prayer. And now let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.